This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. State health officials say identifying people who have the coronavirus is a key step toward prevention of wider infection. The Massachusetts Initiative to Contain the Spread of the Coronavirus works to identify the contacts of people who are infected and provide guidance to seek care and to self-quarantine. Kelly Robarge is a contact investigator. She tells us how the process works.
Our job is to take the contacts that we have who we know have tested positive from the Department of Public Health and reach out to them and see how they're doing and then talk to them about their symptoms, talk to them about whether or not they have all of the resources that they need, and then gather all of their contacts. So what we're trying to do is find out where they got where they were exposed and whom they could have exposed. And find out if they're healthcare workers or if they were working when this all happened, and then reach out to the contacts of their contacts.
I imagine these conversations are not necessarily always straightforward. There's probably some emotions going on with all of this. Can you give us a sense of what feels like a typical interaction?
A typical interaction is first making people feel comfortable that you really do have a role because you're gathering some pretty personal information, like the names of their family and their children with their date of birth and their address. It's letting them know that you are working with the Department of Public Health, that you are easing them, that you're part of the collaborative. We know that they've tested positive, and easing their minds that we're actually there to help with the process. And then the next part is talking to them about how they're feeling, getting their symptoms, letting them do a little bit of talking, and that really helps put people at ease.
How do you get people to pick up the phone? I mean, nowadays, no one picks up the phone.
I don't pick up the phone. So the initiative has been trying to work it out so that when you call, a caller ID the caller ID will be visible as the Massachusetts COVID response. However, on cell phones, that's not necessarily always coming across, and it's just a Massachusetts-based number.
What about texting?
We're still in the first rollout of everything, but long-term capabilities may include texting, may include other avenues to reach out to people.
What do you find most challenging about your role as a contact investigator?
What impacts me the most from this job is that it makes it really real, because we're talking to people who are positive, and we're talking to people who didn't know that they may not have known that they were exposed, and letting them know that they're exposed. And I think it takes it home to me that as much as I knew what this effect could be before it even got here to the U.S. and had been warning my own family about it, I think it makes it even more real to me because we're actually talking to people who are very scared.
To what degree do the people you're speaking with seem to you to fully understand the public health guidance about maintaining distance, thorough hand washing, wearing masks, and so forth?
Families right now seem to be quite positive. They take, when we are giving them the instructions for quarantine or isolation, tend to be, they are saying that they understand and will be doing that stuff. For the most part, people are agreeing that they will do that. Now, human nature, do they? Once we hang up with them, I can't tell you.
Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Carrie Robarge is working as a contact investigator in the Massachusetts Initiative to Contain the Spread of the Coronavirus.